Chapter 4. For all it mattered to Aunt Carmen, I could have appendicitis and a broken leg, but she would never leave me home alone again. She did not trust me not to let riffraff into the house, endangering myself, her bisque figurine collection, and everything else she owned in the world. "Steal, steal, steal is what those tramps do," she told me during my dressing down. "And you let him in, Oscar, a common scallywag, as if he were a man of the cloth." There was no telling Aunt Carmen that Mr. Applegate was anything but a common scallywag. As a punishment for letting a stranger into the house, I had to write Rudyard Kipling's If 10 times in my notebook every night until Christmas. I was not alone. In the world of declamation, Rudyard Kipling's If was a hot number. It was Aunt Carmen's client's hands-down first choice. Everyone wanted their son to recite it. Nearly all her unlucky students had to memorize all 32 lines of it, standing straight as ramrods while they spoke. From that day forward, I had to come along to the piano and declamation lessons and do my homework in whatever house we happened to find ourselves spending the afternoon. The bus took us to the wealthier parts of Cairo. The lessons brought us into the homes of families who could afford to have Aunt Carmen teach their little girls to play the Moonlight Sonata and their sons to give George Washington's farewell. These were the children of our patricians, the Cairo Country Club families, every last one of them. They had cooks, gardeners, and driveways with cars in them. They possessed telephones without party lines, and the telephones had whole rooms of their own. Their houses were furnished with glowing cherry wood antique cupboards and tables smelling of lemon oil furniture polish. Their parlors contained thick oriental carpets and deeply upholstered easy chairs. The rich, buttery smells from their kitchens were not the same as those that wafted out of Aunt Carmen's parsimonious oven. Aunt Carmen kept one suspicious eye on me as I did my homework at strange dining tables and in unfamiliar ingle nooks. If I tried to sink into one of the deep-as-your-elbow upholstered sofas, I was told to sit in a hard wooden chair instead. Willa Sue brought her dolls to these lessons.